Welcome to Mark in the Wild, the podcast for people who live for their time outdoors. From hiking and biking to canoeing and kayaking, snowshoeing, skiing, camping, climbing, and more. If it takes you outside, into nature, into the woods, onto the water, it's fair game for this podcast. So please stay tuned for our next episode. I remember a time when the only people who wore camouflage were bow hunters and military snipers. But now, camo seems to be everywhere on everything. Very confusing. So I headed down to my local Cabela's to do a little research. Check on the current state of camo affairs, so to speak. My first revelation was that camo clothing is now designed for the various geographies. Hunting the hardwood forests of New England? Yep, they got a pattern for that. Hunting the Rockies with their stands of aspen and sage-covered slopes? They got a pattern so stealthy, you can even tag your elk before you shoot it. And what about waterfowl in the marshes? They have a camo so good that ducks will practically land in your lap, as long as you don't forget the camo coat for your lab. Next up, we're different camo for different seasons. Hunting in the fall? Then how about fall foliage? Once the trees drop their leaves, try a late fall pattern. Snow on the ground and still haven't filled your freezer? Then go with some winter white. And each different pattern comes on a full range of clothing, all matching. Coat, vest, pants, gaiters, gloves, hat, etc., etc., etc. If you chase multiple species during different seasons in different states, you can amass a wardrobe that the Kardashians would envy. Camo is a fashion trend? You bet. How about the white, black, and gray urban pattern, favored by hip-hop artists everywhere? If it keeps going like this, I predict that soon we'll have patterns specifically designed for individual states. How about Montana muted? Or North Carolina normal. Maybe even Vermont vegan. Camo Birkenstocks, anyone? You get the idea. But where it really goes off the rails for me is accessories. Do we really need camouflage coolers? Camo beer cozies? Camo rifle stocks? Camo long underwear? What are you trying to hide? Camo flashlights? I don't know about you, but I like to be able to find my flashlight. Makes it easier to find my long underwear. Clearly, we're living in the age of specialization. And it applies to almost everything. Unlimited solutions to undiscovered problems, at least until someone educates us. And that someone is usually trying to sell us something. But where does it end? And what about other outdoor sports? Fishing, camping, backpacking? I remember visiting a friend shortly after he opened his new fly shop. We were chatting as he unpacked a box of landing nets. I picked one up and gave it an admiring look. Bent ash frame with walnut insert and a neatly knotted cotton net. Beautiful work. Then I looked at the price tag and almost fainted. My friend took the net from my hand and hung it on the wall with the tag dangling. When I questioned the price, he smiled and said, "Don't forget, it's not about catching fish, it's about catching fishermen." This has been another episode of Mark in the Wild. Thanks for listening and please subscribe.